Good morning. It's like the choir is out there with y'all. That was impressive. Good to see everybody this morning. We welcome you to worship. So excited to be a part of worship together. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. Members and guests, take that pew pad, write your name down. Give us contact information, send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask that last person, when that pew pad comes to you and you're done, send it back to where it got started, please. And we do ask that first person, once it reaches, it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Several things are listed there in your bulletin. Just make sure you read over those, both opportunities for the week and upcoming events. We have normal schedule for the youth tonight. There's no youth choir, but at 5:30 there is snack supper, 6 o'clock youth until 7:30. Then this Wednesday is the last normal Wednesday night of the school year. We will finish that up Wednesday. We'll take a break, and then we'll start back up with the summer series. Make note of that. Also, we have things for children this summer, for youth. Those are listed there in your bulletin. There is Monday morning Bible study tomorrow. Make note of that as well. Any other announcements? We want to say a special welcome to our guests who are here today. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are, and the ushers are, and they're going to get there eventually. I promise. There they go. Just raise your hand if you're a guest with us this morning. The ushers will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. It is a special day. It is Graduate Sunday. Do you remember your graduation? Maybe it was just preschool. I don't know. But do you remember your graduation? And the pride, the relief, the, oh my goodness, I'm glad this is over. The pride of parents and grandparents and loved ones. It is a special day. And then we should remember and be thankful for all the ways God has blessed us to get us to this day, but especially for the class of 2017. So in honor of their achievements, we invite you now to stand for our graduate processional.
Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the chance that we have just to wake up and to live in your presence. Father, this day as we gather for worship, we thank you for the graduates that we have. We thank you for their accomplishments in the classroom. But more importantly, Father, we thank you for their commitment to you as they prepare to go out into this world, away from this church, to wherever they choose to continue their education. Father, we just hold them up to you, that they would continue to honor you with their life. Father, but this day as we gather to worship, let our focus be on you as we celebrate them. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
it's time for our graduate recognition. You will find in your bulletin, there is an insert. Pictures of some lovely people dressed up. We're excited about this class of 2017, and you will see our high school class on the inside of the insert. But on the back, you will also see many of our additional graduates, some who were Wake Forest students who have graduated, also students that grew up here and have graduated. We're excited to celebrate with all of their families, and we have a couple of those college graduates that are here this morning. And we're going to encourage, invite them to come. We have a small gift for our college graduates. They're going to say just a few words. College graduates, y'all can say more words than you said in high school. That's okay. You've learned more words since then. So we want you to come, and we're going to start with Mr. Sean Butendorf. Come on, buddy.
Good morning. I'm Sean Butendorf. I'm graduated from the University of North Carolina with a degree in exercise and sports science. And in August, I'll be enrolling in a Doctor of Physical Therapy program at the University of South Carolina. And I just wanted to thank y'all for all you've done for us. Great foundation built here, and the support along the way has been very helpful in all my college endeavors. So thank you very much.
They're clapping that you went to class at Carolina, Sean. That's what they're clapping for. It's the last word, All right. Avery Patterson, come on up.
Hello. I graduated from UNCG, and I studied event planning. There's a longer term for it, but I'm just going to say event planning. So pretty much, I had a lot of fun these last 4 years planning weddings and parties, and Jeff's been by my side providing me with speakers and such for such weddings. So my plans. Okay, I don't have a job, and I currently don't have future housing, but I'm moving to Orlando, Florida. So hopefully, I think the Lord will provide both of those things. My church in Greensboro that I've been attending for the last 2 years is planting another church in Orlando. So that's where I'm headed. If you have any connections for a house or for a job, let me know because I'm in desperate need. Thank you guys so much for being my support group and for my family. I grew up here, and this is always going to be my home. And high school graduates, college goes by really fast. So enjoy it, and enjoy the people that you meet, and don't forget them, and learn their names. Okay.
Event planning, doesn't have a job yet, but she's moving to Disney, so there's got to be plenty of things down there. We want to move to our high school class now. You will see their pictures there. Please note, we're excited that several of them applied and received the inaugural Carson Earl Smith Memorial Scholarship. We're very excited that scholarship is available. And that will provide the recipients with a semester's worth of books, which is expensive. And so we are thankful then and honored that we can celebrate Carson and his memory. And this is the first class that will receive those scholarships. So we're just going to proceed right through. Owen Blink, come on, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Owen Blink. I'll be graduating from Reagan High School next Saturday. Can't wait. And I'll be attending UNCG in the fall to get a degree and supply chain management, hopefully. But I would just like to thank all of you as a whole, to start off. College Park has been a wonderful experience for me. Coming here every week, this has been a home that I can rely on. I've always felt loved here. I'd also like to thank my family, my dad, my mom, my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and my brother, who could not be here today, sadly. And I'd like to thank Jeff for constantly putting up with me, Raymond for putting up with me, and Mary for always bringing me to choir even when I didn't want to come sometimes. But as a whole, just thank all of you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anna Bonifay. I'll be graduating from Reagan High School on Saturday. I'll be attending Queens University of Charlotte in the fall, and will probably try to major in accounting. I came here in fourth or fifth grade, and ever since then, this place has been my home. I love it here. I want to thank my family for everything they've done for me, and here for this church for being a support group. I'll always know I have a place to come back to. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Morgan, and I just like to thank everyone here at College Park for all the supports and prayers, and I would just ask for continual support and continual prayer for my future. I will be graduating from Reagan, and I'm going to Appalachian in the fall. So just for the future, just continual support. And I know that I can always come back here, even when I feel like I can go nowhere else. So thank you for that.
Hi, I'm Anna Jones. I'll graduate from Davie High on next Saturday, I think. And I'll be attending Wake Forest in the fall, but I'll actually be spending my freshman year abroad in Copenhagen, Denmark, so I'm super excited about that. I just want to thank you guys. I left this church when I was 3 because we moved away, but we came back recently, and I just want to thank you guys for being a continual family for me, and I know no matter how far away I go or no matter how long I'm gone that I can always have a home here, so thank you for that.
Hi, everybody. My name is Katie McDaniel. I just recently graduated from Calvary Day School on May 26th, so I'm already done. Yay. Next year, I will be attending NC State University, OPAC, to major in biology and pursue a career in dentistry. I have been coming to College Park ever since I can remember. I've been through Mission Friends, Children's Choir, GAs, and now, sadly, my time in the youth group is coming to an end. I have made some amazing friends throughout my time here, and we have made so many great memories together, I can't even count them all. Some of the best memories come from youth trips, from fair rides and chilling on the beach at youth camp, to fun late nights and seeing a little more of Jeff than we wanted to see in his sweated out costume at Ridgecrest. All of these trips, plus meeting on Wednesdays and Sundays, have brought us all closer together as a youth group and closer to God as individuals. I want to thank God, my family, and all of the leaders and people here at College Park for making all of this possible and for always being there for me. I can't wait to see what God has in store for my life and in all of the seniors' lives in the future. I love you guys and Davis. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Erica Nicholson, and I am graduating for West Forsyth High School, and I will be attending NC State University as well, so I'm excited for that. Go Pack. I actually have a story about that. The first time I met Jeff, he went like this to me, and I thought it was a llama. Good thing I figured that out. It's not a llama, because it was so that's good. I know it's a wolf now, so we're good. But I just want to thank you for all the... all the... It's the truth. It's the truth. Thank you for all the love and support you have given me through the calm and turbulent times. I will continue to take everything you and God have taught me in this church onto the future, and thank you.
My name is Taylor, and I have recently graduated from Calvary Day School after attending there for 15 years. I will be attending NC State University to major in human biology with hopes to enter the medical field. I first attended College Park in 2014 and began going on youth trips. These youth trips have provided me with some of the best and funnest memories from Ridgecrest, Caswell to Youth Camp, and Garden City, as well as other trips. First off, I would like to thank God for placing College Park into my life and for providing endless opportunities to grow closer to Him and others around me. I would also like to thank my parents for always supporting me and showing me that God should always come first no matter what. Finally, I would like to thank Jeff, the adult youth leaders, and the families of College Park for helping me strengthen my relationship with Christ and being welcoming and always there for me. College Park has been a big part of my high school years, and as this new chapter of my life begins, I am thankful for this church for providing me with memories that will last a lifetime, friendships, and teaching me life's valuable lessons while strengthening my relationship with the Lord. Thank you.
It's exciting to hear the plans of this class. And we recognize that there have been lots of memories that have been made. And so we have a picture slideshow that we want to show you. Now we recognize that, you know, if you're in the balcony, you may not be able to see all the pictures. We're going to make sure this gets on our website. But we hope that you can get a sense of how special it is to watch young people as they grow and for how this church nurtures students and their families. This is the class of 2017. Will you pray with me? Father, as the pictures just fly by, the memories just kind of flood our minds, and we are overcome with gratitude. Father, for your presence in our lives and how you have blessed this class. Thank you for all the ways that they have made a difference in their world, in their schools, in their families, in their church. I pray that you would give them strength for the days that are ahead and remind them of the special days like today, where we feel your presence and know that you are near walking with us. Thank you for this class. Bless them in the days to come as you lead them and lead us all. We say thanks in Jesus' name.
Would you please join me in prayer? Father God, you gifted your creation to all of us and made us stewards of it. You gave us family and asked us to care for them. You gave us your word and placed your love on our heart and ask only that we share. But Lord, I have often forgot that my blessings and my needs was what I need to think about, forgetting that your grace and your love are for the benefit of all. Father, forgive me when I am more willing to accept forgiveness than to forgive, more willing to accept your love than to share. Forgive my selfishness and enable me to be a faithful servant. At this time, Lord, we come to a place in worship where we thank you from all of our hearts, from the bottom of our hearts, for the many blessings that you have placed upon us. And Lord, I pray that each of us will commit the time and the resources that will provide the financial needs of this church. And may we use these resources and our time to share with others your forgiving love. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Thank you.
beautiful music. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. It's almost over. Only about 10 minutes and you get to go to lunch. You can take those things off, right? You're ready. Owen, I know you're ready to get that thing off, right? Hat off, robe off. Oh, hat hair, sorry. Okay, hat hair. This morning, just to have a quick thought. We talked in the 9 o'clock service, just they know what we talked about. They don't remember, but they know. But what we talked about in the 9 o'clock service was the fact, how many hallways do you remember in your life that you have walked down to get from one place to another? How many hallways have you had to traverse? I thought about this because 2 weeks ago, I had to go to field day at Vienna Elementary. And I had to, at the end of the day, I took things back to Matthew's classroom. Now he's in the first grade. And it's the end of the school year. I'm walking down the hallway. And I get to his class and I realize he's changing hallways next year. He's moving on. This was the hallway that last year he started elementary school on. And now he's moving on. I'm not ready for that. Parents, I'm not ready for that. Graduates, I know that you're ready. The truth is your parents are probably a little ready too for you to take that next step. But it's tough for us to watch. Even though we know God knew what he was doing at the age of 18, it was time to get out. He knew what he was doing. It's still hard. But we are thankful for all the people that have gotten us from point A to point B in our spiritual walk here at College Park. In our families, our grandmothers who have prayed for us when we didn't deserve being prayed for. Right? Our mothers who stayed up because we missed curfew and they were going to make sure we got in okay. The dads who gave that extra $20 bill just because they loved you. Not everybody, Owen, but just most of you. We are thankful for those people in our lives. Graduates, I want you to understand that God has been preparing you for this moment, for this time to move you forward. He works all things together, even the struggles, even the challenges, to get you to this place to take the next step. That doesn't mean, what that means is you're not going to this next step alone. Okay? You've got these people that are here, they watched you go from preschool to the children's hall, to the youth room. They watched you and they helped you and they prayed for you. Whether you've been here just a few months or since you were born, people have been praying for you and preparing you for this moment, starting with the people that are just behind you. God has been orchestrating all of it to prepare you for this next step. And that's where I want to come to today. Making this transition, making this change. We're going to look at one passage of Scripture. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. James is great, a great book. Think about this. James, the brother of Jesus. Now, early on when Jesus was alive, James thought his brother was crazy, okay? Do you have a brother that you just think is crazy, lost his mind? I know you got a crazy uncle, or you got somebody in your life that you just didn't know was just not right. You know, you go to Christmas, and you're just excited to see what they're going to say because it's going to be weird. And it's going to, that's what James thought of his brother. But when James saw the crucified Christ, it changed everything for him, and he became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. So this is his letter, the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Quick verses. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at it goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Okay, I'm going to do something. I guarantee you this is going to cause a reaction. Are you ready? Are you ready? Wait a minute. Oh, you can't help but look. Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. You can't help. Morgan, smile. You got it. Anna, you have to open your eyes. Anna. Anna. No. I'm showing their neck. Okay, well, there went the... Oh, yeah, I look good. Is that better? Can you see?
No.
You can't see your face? Here, take that. Now look at it. Oh, a smile. Okay, pass it down. Sit. There's something, we're fixing something. Oh, you didn't even look at it. You didn't even look. They're just passing it. They're not looking. Mm-hmm. You can't help when you walk in front of a mirror, but check yourself out. Is everything all right? Because what if you decide, and this will happen when you're in college, you'll just wake up and go, I got 5 minutes to get to class. Am I right? Am I right? And you'll throw on a hat, you'll throw on something and go. But if you went to get a job and you decided to interview without looking in the mirror before you went, think you'd get that job? No. We can't help when we look in a mirror to see and make adjustments. That is exactly what James is saying here. Scripture is like a mirror. It shows us who we are and who we are in Christ and what we need to work on. Y'all, just like you're not going to stop looking in the mirror when you go to college, don't stop looking into God's Word. Don't stop finding a place to worship. Those first few days are critical. You're going to have lots of choices. How to spend your time. Who to spend it with. Choose now, before you get there, what you will stand for. What you will believe in. What you will spend your time doing. Because it is so easy. If we're not checking ourselves in the mirror of God's Word, we will fall. And the people that are here have prepared you. The family members have prepared you and loved you and forgiven you for this day. Look in the mirror. Every day. See what God says you are, who He says you are. You are a precious child with gifts and talents and a purpose that only He can design. And don't let anybody else in the world pull you away from that purpose. Stay in God's Word, stay in His church. Pray daily, minute by minute. Don't give up. Statisticians tell us that half of young people who grew up in churches go away from the faith. Church, I'm not happy with 50%. I don't want any of us to fall away, whether it's the first couple years of college or at all. And that takes honest reflection on what God is doing. Don't stop. I love you. These people love you. We are not letting you go. We will continue to walk with you. We want to love and support you from this day forward. Come back. Know that this is your home. Know that we are proud of you. And whether you're going to plant a church in Orlando, or going to graduate school, going to work, you will always be ours. And we will always walk with you. Don't forget where you come from. Know God is going with you. And decide today to always look in the mirror of God's word. To be honest about where you are and where he wants to take you. Love God with everything you've got. Love your neighbor as yourself. He'll take care of the rest. That's the challenge. Don't feel like you got to know exactly what you're going to do for the rest of your life the first day you move into college. You worry about loving God with everything you got and loving your neighbor as yourself. He'll fill in the other stuff as you need it. That's what God's word says. And that's our challenge. Church, I encourage you to be praying for these graduates. Be praying for their parents. Not only is it stressful because it's emotional, but now you got a big old tuition bill that's coming. Books, supplies, rent, food. Be praying for our families. Encourage them when you see them in the hallway. Say, I remember when I used to change his diaper. Hadn't he grown up? I remember when, and fill in the blank. Thank God all the while, and then continue to love and support his people. That is our challenge, to not quit, to not stop praying. I thank God for this church. I thank God for the way that you support the students and families of this place and this community. You are a light that shines so very bright, and I am thankful to be a part. You'll see that our hymn of invitation is number 285. He leads, I'll go. Now, you're going to sing those words. Maybe you'll read them, but do you mean them? Wherever he leads, I'll go. That's our challenge. To see the needs that the world has and to meet them. Will you stand? Thank you.
please remain standing for the benediction, followed by standing and standing in place for the recessional of our graduates. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for new beginnings. We celebrate new beginnings today with these who have completed one phase of their life, one chapter. But Father, we recognize also that you give us new beginnings every day, almost with every breath, as you continually bless and encourage and forgive us. We pray that as we go from this place, that we will have been changed, not only through the fellowship we've experienced, but through the knowledge of your word and how it reflects who we are and who we need to be in Christ. For it's in his precious name that we pray. Amen.